Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll get to the phones here in a second. Got your ticket text. Tigers win. Could be Tigers in two, John. Win today with Casey Mize and they advance. Your confidence level, your buy-in. Are you bought all the way back in? They're winning this series. They're winning more than this series. Or are you not even sure they're getting out of this one yet? Because we've seen them blow an advantage position to Cleveland before. And I'm still very nervous. I still think Cleveland's winning this series. Where do you stand? 248-539-9797. All right. Text says, Mize for four innings, Melton for two, Holton for one, Vest for one, Finnegan for one, Tigers 4-2 win, advance to the next round.
I mean, I do see Mize and then Melton.
I view Mize in the position of Matthew Boyd last year for the Guardians. Mize has to hold serve.
Yeah,
against the starter. Mm-hmm. That's what Matthew Boyd did amazingly. That game I went to down there, it's like you can't hit Matthew Boyd. Well, Boyd ended up being an all-star this year. He had a career renaissance.
And he pitched yesterday for the Cubs in a win, too.
I think the spot that Casey Mize is in today is really, like, incredible when you think about it. He has kind of was left for dead. He wasn't on last year's playoff roster. I mean, the way he pitched in September, he's positioning himself to be the two next year. I mean, there's a lot on the plate here for him, and you don't know how he's going to respond in this moment.
Well, yeah, because he hasn't been in this moment.
No, you're right.
I mean, he was a former number one overall pick.
Which is irrelevant, but...
Right. He had a very good first half, was an all-star, and he had a good month of September. He's been very good against the Guardians this year, like a 209 ERA and however many starts, and he's going to get the ball today with a chance to close the door.
Yeah, and I think...
But he's not going to pitch the whole game. Like, I would be shocked if he gets more than five.
Yeah, you never know. I mean, pitch count's going to be everything if he's dealing, if he's holding serve. I mean, the Guardians did pull Boyd early last year in those games. So
Well, they have a super bullpen to turn to, which is again where I think the edge falls to them. Once you get beyond Tarek Skubal, they have a top five ERA in all of baseball.
But they did use more guys yesterday. One of the great things that came out of the Tigers is they only used one guy, and it was Vest. The entire bullpen's available today, so you might
say that like it's a good thing, because it makes me nervous. But the whole bullpen's available. Oh, boy.
AJ may go full mode and go matchups and use seven guys.
He might.
And Vest is available if you need him, but they would probably like to hold him.
In case you have to have a game three.
And I know Cade Smith on back-to-back games is not as good.
Look, the key is having a lead so AJ can go seven-man matchup ball and win it. But they got to score to get a lead, and that's the issue. One of eight runners in scoring position yesterday, the one hit was in the first inning. They small-balled their way to a win against the Guardians, and it was awesome to see. Do I think they're going to out-Guardian ball the Guardians again? I don't. So they're going to have to get some good contact and drive some guys in and build up a lead so they can go to their super matchups and let AJ play all of it. Some of the ticket techs. Guys, I think today and tomorrow are going to be wholly uncompetitive Cleveland wins. I do not see our offense small balling their way to another win without Skubal shutting them down. Guys, we saw the single best postseason pitching performance in Tigers history, and we were 90 feet away from losing. I don't think we're winning this series. The offense can't score in a brothel.
So why is everybody terrified of the Cleveland offense? They have the worst batting average to enter the postseason since 1905. Heard Rieger say that last night.
Because of like the black magic devil stuff they do, like the infield hits that score runs.
Yeah, but it's yucking up a run or two on their end. So can the Tigers?
They're better at it, though. They've made the playoffs
better
doing
it yesterday.
What is more likely to happen moving forward? The team that did it for 162 or the team that did it for a day?
They were separated by one game.
Right.
But I'm saying style of baseball. What's more likely? Who's more likely to win the ugly, yucky baseball? It's Cleveland. It's their DNA.
Do you think today's a toss-up? I do.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do too.
I think all these games are toss-ups.
Right.
And they've shown a lot more grit and tenacity than the Tigers have.
They can't win one of two toss-ups?
We're going to get into semantics. Can the Tigers? Yes, they're going to play the game and keep the score today. Do I think they're going to win today?
And
no, I don't.
It'll be televised.
Thank you. Let's get to the phones. Derek in Plymouth, good morning.
Hey, guys. All right. So, yeah, my qualms are with the people who are championship or bust, bye week or bust, yada, yada. Dude, you don't get these opportunities often. Unless you're freaking in all sports, man. Unless you're Farmington Hills Harrison, you ain't freaking getting to the championship every single year. So let's enjoy the wins. We're already in a small percentile. You make the ALDS, you're already in the freaking 75th percentile. Enjoy these opportunities because you don't get them often and freaking embrace it, man.
I agree with you, Derek. And they've only got to win one game. You need... And I don't think it's an if, because we've seen good performances by Casey Mize, especially down the stretch. You need four innings from him, because then you can use the best of the rest of your bullpen, which is three outs for each guy.
Yeah, that's but you're talking about using, what, six guys? Five, six guys?
Yeah.
I don't trust five to six guys in the Tiger bullpen. Derek, do you?
Man, like I said, you get the opportunity. Let's freaking do it, baby. I trust Finch, man. I do. This guy's been here before. He's got championship mentality. Let's go, baby.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, Derek.
He didn't answer the question. It was a classic diversion.
All right, so maybe Casey Mize gives you five, and now you're down to four, you know, bullpen arms.
Mm-hmm. Who are the four you trust most?
Well, none of them, but...
Okay.
But you're talking about... Oh, well, that's not true. Melton.
Okay.
I trust him for two innings.
Fine, yeah. Fair. That's a good point.
You could see a lot of, they got to face three batters. That's the new rule they put in a few years ago. You could see a lot of that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, somebody comes in and pitches to, allows one walk or one base hit. You go two-thirds of inning type appearances.
Little pockets.
Yeah.
Little three hitters here, four hitters here, little pockets.
Yeah.
And they have everybody fresh and healthy ready to do it.
You might see him intentionally walk Ramirez with nobody on base if there's two outs.
Assuming he's not the tying run. Yeah, I think they will.
Please.
Ticket texters. The bats. The discussion about pitching is exhausting. The Tigers need more runs. They need a Meadows moment, an All-Star Green moment, a Kerry Bonds at bat. Bring back the June Tigers, signed Johnny.
Yeah.
They're in there somewhere.
Yeah, I kind of felt like we were going to get that yesterday. It was one pitch, one out. And I thought, all right, here we go, Carp.
It shouldn't be lost that Riley Green scored the winning run. He had the double, right?
Yeah.
And he had struck out his first two at-bats. It's like, oh, boy. Come on, Riley. We do care about the strikeouts. You got to deliver extra bases. And he did.
And he did. Yep.
He did. Costa dogged Lions fans complaining after a win. Now he does the same for the Tigers. It's a little different. You got to turn around and play a game the very next day. I'm not dogging the Tigers for their win yesterday. We're talking about the game that we're playing today at 1 o'clock.
Well, you were dogging them before the game yesterday.
Yes. But I'm not dogging the win. I'm not saying that the win should be... minimized. The Tiger win yesterday was badass. I loved what Skubal did, and to beat Cleveland at their game is like extra, like enriching. It's that much sweeter to beat them that way.
You just think that they've seen that the Tigers have seen their last win in 2025.
I do. That's a separate point.
It's you're just.
So what he's saying is they blew tied for the biggest division lead ever. And now they're going to be the first team to lose
a wild card series after winning the first game.
Yes. Best two out of three. First one to do it. Right now, those teams that lose are 0-12. Mm-hmm. And they would be the first because they play the early game.
Mm-hmm.
You're I told you so guy, aren't you?
You want to be that.
I would not want to watch the game live with Costa.
Dude, I'm rooting for the Tigers when I watch the games.
Do you want that? Like
this, we've done so much of like what I want to happen as if it matters even a little bit. It's kind of exhausting for me. I'm sure it is for some of the listeners. We give our opinions. I want the Tigers to win the World Series. Do I think they're going to win a 7-game series in the World Series? No. Do I think they're going to win a 7-game series in the ALCS? No. And I think a lot of people agree with me, but I'll at least say it out loud. Well, do I think they're going to win a 5-game ALDS? No, I don't. Do I think they're going to win games where Skubal doesn't start against a team that can manufacture runs and has one of the best pitching staffs in baseball? No, I don't. And it's okay to acknowledge it. You're not a bad fan or a mean guy. It's just honest. And sometimes you're wrong, but that's the gig. That's the job. And as a fan, you call in and give your opinions. I'm not sitting there with a scorecard going, oh, Bob and Wixom, you were wrong the last phone call. You call in and give your opinion, the best of your knowledge.
So I think there's a little part of you that thinks that this all happened. There's more than a little part. This is all happening because of what they did at the deadline.
Of course.
And so if you can hang biggest blown division lead, not advancing, no home games, and then being the first to blow or to lose after winning game one.
I told you so, guy.
You get to lay the hammer.
I would much rather do the Tigers just won the World Series radio.
Well, what if it's short of that? What if they just win this series and go? Then see, you get to go hardcore if they lose this series.
Sure,
you're not buying what they're doing. That's kind of what I'm reading.
Are you?
I think,
like, let's not make me the bad guy here. So everybody else on the show is on board with what the Tigers are doing. Everybody else is hunky dory, peachy keen about
the deadline. Hold on.
So you want them to lose too? Then
I don't want them to lose.
Well, I don't either. But why am I getting pinned as the guy? You didn't like the deadline
well,
either.
Because you Costa locked them to lose, and now that they've won Game One, and history says that they're going to win the series most likely in two. And you're
history
still
says you're not going to blow a 15.5 game lead. Like, why are we doing the history argument? Talk about the baseball. Talk about the bats. Talk about the matchup.
Hey,
if they lose this series, or if they win the series, it lets them off the hook a little bit.
I think they'd have to advance past the ALDS to be, quote, off the hook.
No, they can still be held accountable, and we can still talk about those things. But I think it's more explosive if they lose this series.
Oh, no doubt it would have been more explosive if they missed, but I also didn't want that either. I wasn't part of the 40%
of our
audience.
I know you don't completely want it, but there's just, we have this issue. First off, people aren't as interested in this as they were last year. That's just the bottom line.
Correct.
The reaction we're getting on phones and all that stuff is not like it was last year. There's just a segment of people that aren't buying it. They think it's nonsense, what they're throwing out there. They think the team is smoke and mirrors. And then there's just
real. Are they?
I think they are to a degree, but I also think the nature of baseball in October is you go out somehow today and post a 5-1 win and sail to Seattle with that. I think the game can change. Again, I absolutely refuse to believe. I think everybody at the station refuses to believe that this team can win a 7-game series because of their pitching.
Yeah.
Win a 3-game series with a win today. Casey Mize on the bump, 248-539-9797. I don't really want this to be all about me. We want to hear from you guys. Your level of buy-in. Do you feel like they're winning today? They're Tigers in two. You saw what you needed to see. How far do you think they're going to go? Or do you still have doubts even about this series? It's 97-1. All right, guys, KG Law. If you find yourself injured in a car accident, not a good place to be. You need someone who cares about you. KG Law. KAJY 877 KG Cares, KGCares.com. Here's the deal. They specialize in car accidents. So you're going to get someone who puts in the work to get you the biggest possible payout. They're not going to settle for that first lowball offer from the insurance companies. Get my guy, Lawrence KG. 877 KG Cares, KAJY, KGCares.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The drama of playoff baseball. Ramirez on third, no outs. Oh boy, here we go. Will Vest was nails in the ninth. That's a hell of a play. That's textbook, John.
Yes, it is. And that's, I mean, so if you're going to draw up a win, and in playoff baseball, you got to have good pitching. It's your ace goes out there and sets the tone, which Skubal certainly did. And then you get Will Vest to go in there and close things out.
Biggest reason you believe they would win the series is you trusted Skubal with the ball in game one, and he more than delivered. I mean, he set the franchise record, tied it with strikeouts in a playoff game. He had 14. He was everything you could ask. It was channeling Justin Verlander, stronger as the game goes on, big spot, 100-mile-an-hour heat. I mean, that will go down as one of the all-time playoff performances.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome. And then to see them, they didn't score a ton of runs, John. Give them just enough. And to do it the way the Guardians do it and rub their face in it a little bit. That was satisfying game one win.
In Cleveland?
That's right.
They could not have been better.
Mm-hmm. And the confidence was, hey, Skubal's going to give you command of the series, control of the series. And he did.
Tigers
Your confidence in them winning the series? You say Tigers
I'm right
in
there.
Two.
Yeah, they finish things off today. Cleveland is, hey, the U-Hauls are packed and they are on vacation. They're hitting the links tomorrow.
There's something to be said, too. I mean, that Tigers have a little bit of a free roll today to a degree. The way they approach the game, that they're not feeling the pressure that Cleveland's feeling. So as you get deeper in the game, batters will press.
Desperation.
Yeah. So again, this is this spot for Casey Mize and how he could turn his career potentially. It just given a solid 5-6 inning start.
If he does and they win, you're going to Seattle this weekend.
I don't even want to say 6 innings. I just want a solid 5. Because if you get a solid 5 out of him, when it goes bad, it goes quick. And then you bring in Melton, which I think you can get. So Melton doesn't have, in that theory, if you get a solid 5 and maybe a couple of guys get on base, Melton comes in facing the bottom of the order for his first playoff experience. And then you're able to get two and a third. Now all of a sudden, you don't have to go as deep into the bullpen. And at that point, can you get Melton to get you to Finnegan?
Well, great point. And thinking that out, yeah, 6 you really wouldn't want because I don't think you want Mize facing Kwan and Ramirez twice. Right. And so, he'd have to have a perfect game practically to not have that going.
Yeah, you do not. So here's Casey against the Guardians this year. 3 starts. The first was back in May. He pitched 5 innings. He gave up 1 earned run. They lost in extras, so not his fault. The second start he had was in Cleveland, 7 innings, shutout baseball. They won the game 1-0. His third start was in September. He went 5 1/3. He gave up 3 runs. They lost in extras. He's pitched them very well this season.
So I think it was 2 days after the Mize appearance, that's when you buried the Guardians.
You're saying that after the second start?
July game.
Yeah. Your confidence level in that they win the series. I mean, history suggests you're fine. History also suggested they were fine when I buried them. Things can change, and Cleveland
that's your problem.
And Cleveland, well, it's all of our problem because they didn't win the division, but they have a chance to win the series today.
Well, so we don't have a T-shirt that says Central Division winners.
Yeah,
but I'll take a wild card win and a chance of playing Seattle. And a chance to go to the ALDS. I mean, it's ALCS.
Yeah, you would rather make a deep postseason run than win anything in the regular season. Got to win today. And you think it's a breeze.
Tigers
in two. Well,
yeah, I do think Tigers in two. But was yesterday a breeze?
No. None of these games are going to be a breeze.
And so don't put words in my mouth saying that I think it's going to be a breeze.
Well,
I think they're
going to
be hard-fought victories. Yesterday was a hard-fought win. Was it a breeze? Don't bring that BS at me. I'm not the one that buried him back in June.
So you think it's going to be a nail-biter, nerve-wracking game, but you don't give any credence to the idea that Cleveland could win the series. Which is it?
No, it's Tigers in two, but it will be a nail-biter. To say it's a breeze is... I have never made it sound like it's going to be a breeze.
When I have gone
through numerous situations where, hey, can Casey Mize give us 5 innings? Originally, I started at 4. And then you go with the bullpen, and you said, well, who in the bullpen do you have confidence in? And I said, no one. So what part of that conversation thinks that it's a breeze?
But you've been more than comfortable vilifying me for pushing Cleveland when you know it's going to be a
problem. Words.
Yeah, but it's going to be a problem to go to these guys. Yet when I bring up, hey, Cleveland's going to win the series, it's, well, Jim's the bad guy. Jim's got a lot of facts on his side, too, in what are going to be tense, tight ball games.
Wah.
Don't misquote me. Wah to you too.
Nah, don't bring that BS at him.
Yeah.
That's going to be a drop.
Let's get to Heather with the news.
Something really cool happened on TV last night. Wheel of Fortune had the biggest winner ever in its 43 season history.
Oh, wow.
Really incredible. I just watched it silently.
A night before the most dramatic Bachelor, Golden Bachelor ever.
Yeah. Yes. I just watched it silently. Obviously, we don't have sound in here.
Mm-hmm.
And you could feel the emotion like through just the screen
the visuals,
here. So
yeah.
There was a woman, a young woman from Connecticut. And so she won like overall, she won $1,035,155.
Wow.
Plus, she also won a trip to Montana and Tokyo. And she's the fourth contestant in the show's history to earn the $1 million prize. She's the first since Ryan Seacrest took over as host. And so basically what happened, she secured that $1 million wedge from the spinner.
Yeah.
And you know, she won everything, took it down there, and she joked that she would put in her 2 weeks notice if she were to win that $1 million, and she actually won it with her boss in the audience. She knew it instantly. I mean, she guessed the right letters.
Yeah.
She knew it without even needing to, I mean, you could see as soon as all the letters were on the board, she knew what the answer was.
Uh-huh.
It was great.
That's awesome.
She said she could pay off her student loans. Looked like a young woman, so good for her.
Yes, yes. Wonder what that conversation's like.
Yeah, she did. You know, she did say they'd had that conversation when she returned to the office. So,
and she scales back part time now.
Well, I mean,
she needs to really sit down with somebody because she's not actually going to get
$1 million,
right?
Yeah.
Right. So she's got to.
It's life changing money, but
sure.
Probably. I mean, since she's so young, it's not going to change the entirety of her life.
And you say those things jokingly, right? Like, I would say that. You're going to win $1 million. Yeah. Like, peace out. But you're just, she was just hopeful that she would win, and she did. Pretty cool. A road worker is expected to survive after being struck by an SUV while working on I-75 in Detroit. Happened on Monday afternoon near Warren Avenue. This maintenance crew was out working on the right shoulder when a Buick Enclave rear-ended a pickup truck that was like part of the work convoy and rolled over. And one of the road workers was hit by both the Buick and the truck. So he was taken right to the hospital by other workers there. Police believe that the driver of the Buick, who was this 81-year-old man from Mount Clemens, fell asleep while driving.
Oh.
He also had some minor injuries. He was taken to the hospital. Both are expected to be okay. A Detroit man has pleaded guilty to robbing banks while using a rented Rolls Royce as his getaway vehicle. Interesting there. The man, whose name is Trevor Sykes, robbed two credit unions and one bank of over $20,000, then attempted to rob another bank between March 6th and 12th. Officials say he was renting this Rolls Royce for over $1,000 a day.
Well, you got to pay for it somehow.
You do,
right?
Exactly.
And why not use a very nondescript vehicle to get away in?
And it sounds like the person who he was renting it from, or, you know, that vehicle belonged to somebody else.
Sure.
He said that, you know, police were surrounding his home because they thought
it was him.
He was responsible because his name is on that vehicle. Well, it also sounds like that vehicle was highly damaged. They found it. $15,000 in damages to that Rolls Royce. And this guy faces
up to... It actually sounds like a low number if
it
you're
does
talking
really,
about a
I
Rolls.
Guess,
or if you've ever been in an accident.
It
sounds like a very low number.
Yeah, you know what? You're probably right. It's a big number, but a low number for that type of vehicle. But anyway, the guy faces up to 20 years in prison. New York Jets coach Aaron Glenn appears to have reached his boiling point. So the Jets fell to 0-4 on the season after their loss to the Dolphins on Monday night. And that was enough for Glenn to yell at his team in the locker room so loud that he could be heard by reporters in the media room.
He was peeling the paint off the walls.
Yes, he was so angry. And none of the reporters are saying what they heard, but
well,
they are saying,
them. Yeah,
we heard him, and
right.
He was so loud that we could hear him while we were waiting in that media room.
Yep. They had their chance to ask questions. Yeah, 13 penalties, 3 turnovers. Yeah, you're not going to win any game like that.
Yeah.
It's Heather with the news. We're going to give away Lions. We're giving away Lions tickets later in the show today. 8 o'clock hour, name that Lion. It's 97.1.
At First Merchants Bank, they believe that the real value comes from building strong communities, and they've got a new branch opening in the Fitzgerald neighborhood of Detroit. First Merchants Bank is excited to offer a banking experience that's welcoming, attentive, and dependable. They're easy to use, secure, and highly rated app makes everyday banking a breeze, and it's one that I use almost every day, allowing you to manage your accounts on the go, and their local attentive bankers are your partners in success. They're going to take the time to get to know you, give sound advice, and provide solutions that work for you. In fact, it's exactly what they've done for me over the years and my family, so that's why they're my personal financial partner. With a passion for fostering community development, their team is committed to helping you and your neighborhood prosper. Experience the difference of banking with an award-winning bank that truly cares about your financial journey. All you have to do is visit them online, and that's at firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald. To learn more about how they can help support you as well, that website again, firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jumped him early. Little bloop. Little guards ball. Mm-hmm. Torkelson with a knock, runners in scoring position. Tigers win an ugly one. Taste of their own medicine. 2-1 nail-biter postseason baseball.
Score when you can, however you can.
That's right. And little Zach McKinstry bunt of all things later in the game to give him the go-ahead run.
Mm-hmm. They did things yesterday that we thought that they should have done earlier. Like play some small. If you can't make contact, then can you lay down a bunt?
Well, there's a lot of the old school baseball crowd that's been calling for it. Come on, AJ. Come on. If the bats are going to be this cold,
yeah,
a bunt isn't the worst thing in the world.
Well, and it's, okay, would you rather have, and I'm just going to use Riley Green because he's got over 200 strikeouts. Would you rather have a strikeout or
a productive out?
A productive out where you move a guy from first to second or second to third or, as the case yesterday, from third to cross the plate.
The bunt is largely dying because you're only playing for one run. But in a game specifically like this with Scooble on the mound, where one run might be and was enough, you put away your pride and you put the numbers aside and you say, yeah, I'm going to give away outs, which managers hate to do. That's why the bunt is dying or dead. AJ put aside that and just said, what do I got to do to win today? And he broke from his norms based on the game to win. That's what a great manager does.
Yeah.
And that's a great performance from Scooble. That's a gutty, grimy, gritty even, we haven't seen a lot of that from the Tigers lately, way to win. And to give Cleveland, like, they had to be so sick. Really, we're going to lose on a bunt? Yeah, the stuff you've been doing to people for 100 games.
Yeah, let's go back to the sixth inning of the last Scooble start where the ball doesn't leave the infield and they score 3 runs.
They're going, hold on, we butcher a ball in the outfield and it leads to the first run. Yeah, welcome to everybody else's life when they play you guys. Mm-hmm. So that was very satisfying to win that game.
But that's playoff baseball. You make one mistake and a team makes you pay for it. That's where the Tigers did something that they haven't done in weeks. Inning number one, they make a routine, a single to the right fielder. All of a sudden, he boots it and Karp's on second.
Yep.
Now you got to make them pay. And they did.
So we've brought up yesterday and how you're feeling. And really the question is, does it impact how you're feeling about today and beyond? Because they're going to play another game today against Cleveland. And they don't have the benefit of having Tarik Skubal take the mound and throw 7+ innings of near-perfect baseball.
No, but they do have a guy that's pitched well against them.
Casey Mize this year, 2 ERA in the 3 starts against Cleveland. So, I don't like their chances still. I'd like to focus on the baseball and not as Jim Mean or a wet blanket, but we can take those texts if that's the direction people want to go today. I just want to know, is it okay to have doubts? What's wrong with having doubts given the way that these two teams play one another?
Oh, I have doubts. I just have the confidence that they're going to find a way to get it done today. And it's not going to be easy. No one.
I would never tell to put words in your mouth again, John. Sorry.
It's going to be a nail biter. But that's what you don't have. Okay, the Dodgers yesterday, they open up with the Shohei Ohtani home run. He hits two. They get another player that hits two. That was an easy win. That is the outlier. You don't have those games in the postseason. A vast majority of them are going to be nail biters. That's what it's going to be today.
Ticket text. I'm not afraid of Cleveland's offense. I'm afraid of our offense. The September bat slump is still happening, and I'm afraid of our crappy bullpen, which we're going to rely more on without Scooble.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't write that text, but I agree with that text.
Yeah, there's doubts.
If no one thinks they can win a 7-game series, isn't that a terrible sign for the job that Harris did? It's a separate conversation, but yes.
Yes.
Marcella McComb, Costa's the buddy you'd never invite back to watch a game because he's negative regardless of if they won or not.
Yeah. You know what? We had that was a topic last week.
The wet blanket.
You're the wet blanket.
You texted me after the game and you had like adrenaline pumping through your veins.
There were a lot of exclamation points in that text.
And I was thrilled too. And then the sun comes up and we got to move forward and look forward. And do I have confidence they win today? No, I don't. That doesn't mean I was a wet blanket during the game. Or I'm some kind of bad person or fan. Or
No, but your take was, okay, they won today, but they're still going to lose the series.
Yeah?
Wet blanket. Tigers in 2.
248-539-9797. You're able to overlook a lot of the things I'm just not able to overlook.
I'm not overlooking them. I know that there's problems in the bullpen. I know that Casey Mize is at a roller coaster season. I know all those things. I know that the bats, even though they won yesterday, the bats were not fired up.
I am a little, like, almost blown away that you still doubt that they'll win the series. That you don't think they'll win the series.
I don't. Where's your confidence coming from? Let's reverse
this. They're favored. No team's ever blown this.
No team had ever blown a 15.5-game lead in the division, so don't set me up for that. I'm asking you baseball reasons. Argue the baseball conversation, not what the books think, not what you want to happen as a fan. Hey, TIT, baby. Show me the baseball work that says they're winning today and tomorrow.
These teams are very similar offensively. I don't think we're holding enough against Cleveland's offense.
Who is better equipped to manufacture the grimy run?
Cleveland is.
Okay. That's what's going to take to win the series,
To win 2 games. That's where I'm like that.
So you think Cleveland could win today?
Yeah.
Don't think Cleveland win tomorrow with Flaherty on the mound? The worst of Detroit starters who's more than capable of giving up a soft serve home run in the first 4 innings?
Okay, so...
See, it starts to unravel the longer it
goes.
But
Jim, you said earlier in the show that you think both games are a toss-up.
Sure.
My belief is the Tigers will win one of the toss-ups.
But who's built to win toss-ups in playoff baseball better? The team with the super pen and the black magic or the Tigers?
Well, they have the worst batting average to enter the postseason since 1905. I think you're giving Cleveland's offense too much credit to scratch a bunch of runs together.
Scratch enough runs.
But they might only be able to do 2, and if you score 3, you win. I think those at the worst, scrounge out 1 win. I also do think that Mize just needs to hold serve. He just needs to hold serve and get later into this game when Cleveland starts feeling it. It's a completely different approach mentally if this game's tied like the 5th inning and the Indians are running out of outs.
And in terms
Guardians
of being
either.
Able to...
I'll never get it right.
The ability to scrounge up runs, all right, through 162. Now, the Guardians did what they had to do to win the division. And the Tigers did what they had to do to lose the division. But, and I don't know when the last time somebody won a division with a negative run differential, but that is the Guardians, -6. The Tigers coming in second place in the Central, +67. Mm-hmm. So if you're telling me over the course of 162, which team has the ability to scrounge up runs, not just over the last 2 weeks, it's the Tigers.
And I also think the Tigers have a better chance of actually running into a home run. I think their lineup is deeper. That McKinstry moment. Fire up chips.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, you act like I'm pouting when one of my own delivers the key clutch in your face moment. I was jacked up for the Tigers yesterday.
I didn't say you were pouting. I just said you were the wet blanket.
Well, you move on. There's got a game the next day. We got to talk about the next game. Right?
Yeah. So normally, when we ask coaches, all right, how long does a win last? Okay, 24 hours. Right? And I know in baseball, it's a little bit different, but you don't even get to the next morning. I bet last night you were like, yeah, they're still going to lose the series.
John, they play at 1 o'clock
tell
today.
Tell me you weren't. Last night, did you flip that switch last night?
There are two separate questions. Was I happy from the game? Yes. Was I going to change my prediction for the series? No, I wasn't, because I didn't find that to be something they're going to replicate very often.
Tigers in two.
Okay. 248-539-9797. We have phone calls and ticket text to get to. We have other things to do on the show as well today. 8 o'clock hour, Lions tickets will play Name That Lion for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Monday night game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I also have some audio from a Detroit Lion about cartoons and kids and cartoons. And I think there's a good conversation to have with parents. We'll do that top of the hour, 97.1.
Hey, it's Heather. And if you're like me, you like knowing what to expect, especially when it comes to your phone bill. Well, Verizon's got some big news for your peace of mind. For the first time ever, they're locking in low prices for 3 years. That's right, 3 years guaranteed with my plan. So if you're thinking about making the switch to Verizon, this is for you. You can get a single line for a low price of just $50 a month when you switch and bring your phone on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. And again, that price is locked in for 3 whole years. Because at Verizon, they've got your back now and in the future. So go ahead, take one thing off your worry list. Visit your local Verizon store in Detroit and ask about their 3-year price guarantee today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Best part, his day wasn't done. He came back out for the 8th inning. Finished with over 100 pitches. Aces doing ace things. 14 strikeouts ties a Tiger playoff record. Look, that was the advantage. And the Tigers didn't waste a Skubal start. They beat the Guardians. Huge advantage position now. History suggests no team's ever blown the series after winning game one in this format. So, you could talk about last night. Yesterday's day game. You could talk about game one. We also want to know about how game one changed your outlook for the Tigers. And that's assuming you watched. I mean, I was thinking about our people who called in yesterday saying, I'm just so beat down with this team. I can't watch. I hope you didn't deprive yourself of what was a fun win for the Tigers. Sticking it to Cleveland their way. I hope even as frustrated as you may have been at the trade deadline, as burned out as you may have been by September, that you watched that. Like, I feel like it's a lot of that, well, I'm Lions free, but we know where you are on Sundays. You're watching your team play.
Or, I mean, you may have been at work, and you're just like, you know what? Unlike last year, you weren't going to be caught by the boss or having the extra screen. But you got that update on your phone. You got the notification that says, hey, they're in the seventh, and they're up 2-1.
You put an earbud in, you take a look, you take a peek, you keep an eye on it. To be so checked out that you were going to ignore the FOMO as Skubal's having that kind of start, one of the all-time for the ages, channeling some Justin Verlander, throwing high heat deeper into the game, getting stronger as the game goes on. I hope, I get it if you had to work, but I hope you at least kept an eye on it and you were invested, because this is playoff baseball, man, and there's a lot of drama. And there's going to be more drama today. And tomorrow, if necessary, John, because these two teams play those kind of games. AJ talked about it after the game. This is Tigers Guardians baseball. How did it change your outlook? If you didn't think they were winning the series, maybe you do. If you didn't think they were going to go on a run, maybe you're inspired and you're all the way back in. All it took was seeing them win a playoff game. Or maybe you watched that game like I did, rooting like hell for them, but not quite changing your mind because they still have to out Cleveland another time without Tarek Skubal. 248-539-9797. Ticket Texter says, no, I'm not wearing the same clothes as yesterday because the Tigers won. Not me, the guy who said 6 days ago, I hope they didn't make the playoffs. They are going to win people over when they win like that.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Is black magic politically correct, Cookies? Easy now. Playoff baseball, baby. Tony in a car. I meant small ball. It says, I think the bats are going to get hot today. I'm bought in. 12-3 Tigers win. Ooh, that's wow. Cooper.
Wow.
12 runs.
Well, go, okay. Coop, I want some of what you're smoking.
That's probably a Riley Green homer, a Carp 2-run, 3-run shot
that's
in there.
That's a grand slam in there somewhere.
It's 100% to have doubts. 100% fair to have doubts, Cookies. Playoff baseball is chess. The difference is we have the chess master, AJ Hinch. We're going discoing. Get Cookies some orange sunglasses and a silk tiger striped shirt.
Ugh. Yeah.
I don't know about all that.
No. Yeah, DP or button up unbuttoned. Ugh.
I think you guys are being unfair to Jim. He's sticking by what he initially predicted. I got to hand it to him. I agree with his side a little more than you guys.
Okay. That's where your 51 is. And I do appreciate the fact that, you know, hey, you put the voodoo on the Guardians by Costa-locking them, which we all appreciate. We know what that means and kind of also gives me more confidence when I say Tigers in two.
Tony, St. Clair Shores. Tony, good morning. How about them Tigers?
Good morning. They really did it, and I've got the remedy to do it again. They got to do the chaos thing like they did earlier in the year, and if in the bottom of the ninth it's tied, we need Kirk Gibson to come to the plate and hit the ball out of there.
Yes, that would be nice, and so you're going to have somebody that plays that role, and Tony. I understand the pitching chaos because it worked so well last year, but I don't want to see pitching chaos. And if it devolves into that in the second half of the game, because Casey Mize was able to give you five solid, all right, at that point, yeah, you throw out relievers and it becomes matchups, and AJ Hinch is the matchup master.
But some of this we need to state. He doesn't have the guys he had last year
Correct.
To use
pitching
for those,
at that level,
because last year the matchups work if you have the right tools, right? Like AJ can reach for a screwdriver or a hammer or whatever the situation calls for. This year it's like a little tyke set. It's like styrofoam.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't always get the job done.
After Melton.
Yeah. And the advantage is that they have everybody today because Scooble went as deep as he did.
Yeah.
But if Mize came in and did what he did. But if Mize isn't going to throw seven, you're going to need three or four arms out of the bullpen today or more.
He has against Cleveland, but no, I don't think you're going to see seven.
I don't think they'll play with fire and keep him in for a third time through. Ticket text. Tigers go 9-7 and are in the World Series. Talk about level of buy-in after one game.
Wow.
Outside the Dodger game, every game was a battle yesterday. It's playoff baseball.
Yeah.
Says, amazing, beating them at their own game, small ball. I've been all in, staying all in, same clothes as yesterday. Another guy, Kyle in a car.
There we go.
Luke, are you wearing the same clothes as yesterday?
I'll be wearing the same exact shirt as I wore yesterday.
And jorts?
I'll take it. maybe not that. Those are dirty. One step further.
Oh, boy. Tell us what you got into. Yeah.
So this might be extremely superstitious. I had a piece of pineapple upside down cake when Zach McKinstry laid down that sacrifice bunt.
Yeah.
I am considering going to the store and buying another.
Oh, you have to.
And eating it when we need a rally.
Tom, don't say it.
Did he say upside down pineapple?
He did.
Yeah.
I didn't know that about you.
Uh-oh.
You know Jim has.
Don't. Couple more texts. We'll get to Luke's update. We got Lions tickets to give away and a conversation about cartoons. Are the kids killing off cartoons? All right. Tech says, I really hate when fans of the team shake off valid criticism as being overly negative and just enjoy the win. There are valid criticisms to be made. Jim has the spine to make them, Jacob and Howell.
Oh, well done. And I've admitted that all those criticisms are real.
You
but that's why
overcome.
You play the game.
Yeah. Texter says, Jim, the way Jim acts, why would they even play the games? I didn't say cancel the games. Mm-hmm. I know it's how it sounds to some of you. Good for Costa standing up for himself. John Gov and the others remind me of the pod people from Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
I don't even know the reference.
I haven't seen the movie either. Sorry, guys. Heather?
Luke, do you...
No. Body snatchers?
I'm way out on this one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry. I'm sure the it was a people. Really fun point, but...
Yeah.
It seems well thought out.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Making references we have no idea about.
It's on us. We should probably know that one.
The body snatchers?
Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Is that a movie or a show?
It's a movie, right?
Sounds like something Greg would know.
Never heard of it.
Greg?
No, I don't think that's one that we should be required to know.
Oh, no. This movie came out in 78. There's no chance I would have seen this. Sorry, Stoney's not on the show anymore.
I was too.
All right. Let's get to Luke's updates, 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.